There's always room for science.
That's right.
Okay, where did we get up to yesterday? Sub Zion? Sub Zion of an hour. We're right in the middle of this thing about the difference between birds and money. Seeing the money fly away or seeing the birds fly away, right? So we were trying to say that according to the subject, the Chalat ben Shaul, Gozalin and Beitzim are the same, which seems to imply that that you can't make the Nafkamina that we made and say that over here even the Chachamim would be made of, because they were only talking about Gozalim when they said that it could have flown away. But over here, they would be Moda, and they would say no. So the Gemara, no, nonetheless, it's no Raya, because Kaman, who he niyah, who matzah, the Rabbanan were Moda, because that it's mutter, because he himself was the one who found it. So let's see, if other people would have come, maybe we could say that if he had seen it, he would have known, he would have recognized it, because these were other than the ones that were there. Brahmahaka, the case by Meister, where the Rabbanim would argue, is Avivi Niho and Beno Matzah. Over here was somebody else who found it, remember. That's the case the father said, because it's the father and the son discussion. The father said, I'm leaving you X amount of Meister money over there, right? Comes along the son and he finds the half. Okay, so maybe if the father had come, then Enochinani, he would have recognized that it's different. There's no comparison in the cases at all. Maybe. You can't, notice if you don't have somebody who can identify it, then they have to be koshish. Let's say a person, his father died, he doesn't know where his father had hid money. So he's like, oh my God, I'll never find it. What happens? His father comes to him in a dream, right? His father comes to dream and he says, there's X amount of dollars for the Mokka Tlonihain, but they're my Shishenima. So sure enough, you go and you find them there, right? Now you have to be cautious that they're my Shishenima, because after all, I mean, if you rely on part of it, you got to rely on the other part, right? It's dreams. It's ridiculous what you believe in a dream. So it happened to work out, big deal. I mean, the guy was worried about it. He gets a dream as an answer. He finds it in that place. And even in such a case, you're going to tell me, you can't have a clear-cut response to a person's question and then say, it doesn't mean anything. So, my Rabbi Yossi, lo mistavra, isn't it mistaver that in a case the lobahu the lowest tire the chomi from haka kama the barnashabi you call him just the opposite. If the guy wouldn't have had any kind of interest in it and suddenly has a dream, there you could say, a dream about such a thing, why would he dream about such a thing? But a guy who's interested in it, he has a dream that essentially is a subconscious, it's his subconscious worries, and maybe he realized somewhere that, his father had it there, whatever. I mean, so there, whatever the guy's subconscious is thinking about. I mean, that for sure, it's what it is that the person was thinking about. That's what he's going to dream about. So on the contrary, your question is just the opposite. Your question is your answer. It's the fact that the guy was interested that means his dream is meaningless. Okay, well.
Meaningless.
If he was interested in it, right. So whatever you're interested in, that's what your mind ultimately proves to you, right? You'll swear that God has given you your answer.
The two sons who said who's going to be the ready.
Right. That unfortunately includes other elements.
But this show that if he's thinking about it, and then he has some information in his brain that it's significant because...
No, because if he doesn't consciously, he can't say that he has any reason to believe it's Meister Shani. Why should he worry about the fact that maybe that's a worry of his, that he'd find the money but wouldn't be able to use the money? Who cares? Yeah. Right, so
what is Dharma down to go left to the bottom of the table with first one?
Yes, we get a key.
Wait. Wait. At the bottom of the table, you go right, or the right again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The Avi. Man the Avad Yos. Avad Kribiosi. If you want to do the right thing in life, then you should follow Kribiosi, that when you're thinking about such a thing, that the thinking itself is what makes you have the answer, and therefore you should not take it seriously. But if you want to be master and subject comes out of nowhere, you should follow Rabbi Yosef to be mocking on that. Chatz are not just the Rabbi Yosef and Chalaf. There's a certain gentleman who comes to Rabbi Yosef and Chalaf to ask him about a dream. I see in my dream, and the time of the Ezel of the Kopotia, Rat Mashach Mazadabu. Somebody comes to me in a dream, he says, go travel to Kopotia, and you're going to find a treasure that your father left in Kapotkia. So he says to him, tell me, did your father ever go to Kapotkia in his lifetime? No, he never went there. I'll tell you then. Go ahead, count 10 beams in the roof of your house, and you will find under that beam, open up that beam, you'll find under that beam a wallet with your father's money in it. Rabbi Yosef said to him, that's what you should do. This is the real response to your dream. Why? Because Kapotia means Kapa Dekuria. It means the tenth beam. We just got it mixed up. And sure enough, Chatzar Nash also the God of Yosef and Chalap, somebody comes, somebody else comes. Amalek Chavitu Chomoy Mahush Chatzol Zayat. I see myself in my dream with a crown made of olive leaves. Oh, Malay, oh, nice sign. It's a sign to Ad Mitrum Mama. You are going to become great, important. The boss is coming out. After some time, he comes. Because he has Quran. He sees this other dream. Amalek Hamitah Simoy Lavush Kalila Vizisa. I see in my dream. This other guy comes to me and says, I he figured he'd also get this, you know, bro. I see in my dream that I'm having a Khalil of his eyes. Oh, Malay Dat Malki, that means you're going to get beaten. Amale, hey, that's not fair. Lahu jabra amadat bitro mama avaliyatra namat. That malki, that's not fair at all. Amale, of course. Ahu benatya. Ya'ab bechabatya. He saw his dream at a time that these zaytim were blossoming. So that's a mate. That's a symptom that he's going to blossom. He's going to grow. But you see the time of it. Chavatya. Chavatya means you bang the branches to get the... you're going to get banged. It's all a question of context, my friend. All Marley. I see that in my dream I'm pouring oil out on olive. Oh my lay, oh you mumbler, you keep us looking at Gabriel, you should just go and drop dead. He's sitting around sleeping with his mother. Pouring, in other words, it means he's pouring the oil that comes from the olives back into the olives, right? So that's a sign of what you are. I saw in my dream that, boy, was I cross-eyed. One eye kissed the other. I see in my dream that is like lata aiming. I see that I have got three eyes in the dream. I see that you are a stove manufacturer. So obviously two of the eyes were yours. The extra eye was the eye of the soul. You know, you call the vent. It's called an eye, yeah. I saw myself with four ears in my dream. Amalei, apparently you're a Malui. Apparently you are a water drawer. Tate udnacha, the tate udnagarba. Two of those ears are yours. The two of the ears are the ears on the bucket that you're carrying in the picture. Those are your two ears. You've really gotten into your job, let me tell you. I see in my dream everybody's running away from wherever I walk, people are scattering. Oh Malay Diat Maita Isaiah, Lukalama Arkin enough. Apparently you are carrying you're somebody who goes around selling fire, you're carrying a torch and everybody's running from him. I see that I am wearing a notebook with 12 pages. Amalei, apparently margat, you know, that the blanket on your chamor has 12 separate layers. Chad Barnash, also the Gadra of Yishrover of Yossi, Omalei Chamita Bilchamoy Bolak Chad Pochat. A guy comes to him, he says, I saw my dream, I swallowed a star. Omalei Tipach Ruchet El Gadra, you should only drop dead, it means he killed a Jew. Yudoy Kato, the Fiv Barak Pochav Miyako. I see my vineyard growing lettuce. Apparently, what's going to happen is the wine that you grow from this vineyard is going to turn sour. And you're going to buy Nebuchadnezzar some lettuce to dip in the vinegar that you got. Because that's all you're going to have in life, is the lettuce. And that's what you do with vinegar. You're going to make salad dressing. You know? Your carom is a dip for your lettuce. That's what it's telling you. I would sell all you can. Somebody comes to me in my dream and says to me, where you put your fingers, okay? Let them drop. Bring me first my feet. Then I tell you, I don't give explanations until I'm paid. The guy comes and he says, "Well, I saw." So he gave up. Yeah, and he comes back and says, "I saw a dream."
No.
I saw in my dream that there's a napak in your mouth. You know, one of those vent things that you use for the, you know, to get Hey, or the doctor's not in. No, doesn't work. Fine. Omalei comes back, chamisa b'chimoi, talking zokit etzbate. I see in my dream, he comes back again, and after not saying twice, and he says again, it would start in my dream, stick out your finger. I'm ready to tell you, but you're not paying. So, Kadid Malachafi, when you were told that the first time, this time the guy got nervous, when you were told this the first time, so then, Nochat, Vilfa Bechitecha, that was the beginning in which there was rain that was dripping into your kitin. Kadid Malachafi, Infokin, when you got the second rain, when they said there was a Mapak, then they had begun to swell and they were going to get ruined from the rain, you see. Now, when you got the third time, stick out your fingers, that was already that they were smoking. Now, the third time, they already had started sprouting from the rain. Now, it's too late. There's nothing you can do. Now, had you simply paid me the quarter the first time around, you would have saved yourself $500,000. But you know how it goes. So there was a certain kuti who didn't like this these dreams that Godel was selling over. So he says, "Okay, I'm going to make a joke out of this dream character." Also, a gabe. So he comes to me, makes up a dream. Marmalei, chamit v'chilmoi, arba razin, varba shekmin, mekmita adra turata, va'u gabra yotiz madrach. He makes up this dream that he sees these four sycamore trees and these four eras trees, cedar trees. They make up this Korah for a root, and it turns into feathers, right? I guess it became like weakened or something, and then there's a turta, which now turns into a stick to hit somebody with, a pole, and I am I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting on there and I'm doing my thing, meaning I'm going to the bathroom. On my way, take a peruka to a gaffa. You should just drop that. Let's say that kalam. That's not a dream, the kalam. You made that up. But, nonetheless, I'm willing to interpret your subconscious feelings and having created this dream I'll do again. Well, that's not the great con. We won't let you out of here without an interpretation. I'll tell you what it means. Arvate arze, arvate shitate de arza. Actually, what happened over here is that the four trees that you saw over there, right? Those are the four sticks that you have for your bed. You know, two on one side, the long, that's what they call the bedpost, and two of the short. Now that's how to look at it. The arba shikmin, havapur asa the arsa. Now the sycamore, those were the legs of the bed, right? The kura of the arsa. Matnita margalta, the kura, where you put down your feet. So an agra dara detizna, that is the thing that you have to put to take a shot. So when you were dreaming that there was soft stuff, that was the, not supposedly dreaming. That's the mattress that's made out of straw. You see? And ahu gavra yosif madroch. Now this guy is going to the bathroom on this thing. What that means, ahu gavra via begave lo chayi velo mei. It means that you are going to be lying on that bed, neither alive nor dead. You'll be in a coma for years. And you'll stick there on that bed. But obviously, that's exactly what happened to him. Chada Isha, the Askel Agabi Rebbe Eliezer, a certain woman came to Rebbe Eliezer and said to him, Chamit Bechirmoi, I saw in my dreams that Tanyaka the Bita Mitzvah, I saw the two. The two homes, meaning the two korot that support my home, breaking. I was very concerned. Well, my Allah, what this means is that Mula Bardacha, Azla Leyalda Bardacha. This means only that you're going to have a son who will go now, and so she goes now and she has a son. Both the human Azla Boyle. So after some time, she comes and asks him, Amram Leit Amidai, Letu Aka? She's a student, and then she says, where is he? She said, well, you know. So they didn't want her, I guess, you know. So she asked her, so tell us, you know. So she says, well, I'll tell you, I mean, I wanted to ask him, but Chamita Yitzhavavamoy, I saw in my dream, again, that Tainaita Gabaisai Mitzvara. So now the other two of the Korot breaking, Amrin lost, and now that Chaminim told her, now the next part of the Atmolik Bar Zachar Vit should be removed over here. And instead, they told her, Bala da'itza ma'isa. This means that the husband of that woman is going to die. But Rebbe Eliezer came back to the Beis HaMedrash. They said over to him, Tana Layuga, they said over to him what the ma'isa was. Oh, Marlon, he said to them, you just murdered this guy. Katal Kanefesh, you murdered him. Lama she'na kalam, alechalacha pitrono. Because a dream only happens the way you explain it. You idiot, you know, taking now my place for dream interpretation. Yeah, Bahadai. Broken. Bahadai. Everything goes according to the pitron except for wine. Wine, yeshota yain vatova, yeshota yain varala. There, it depends who you are. Tamakokam shota vatova. Because wine for Tamakokam is a symbol of that. So over there, it doesn't go after the pitron. Over there, it goes according to who you are. So you see a vision of drinking wine in your Tamakokam means that you're Roy Latera. Amara is the shade of varala. I see in my dream that my foot suddenly shrinks. Oh, Marley, Dumua Damaise, Valois Muchal Kapod. The Yantav is going to come, Moed is coming, and you're not going to have any meat to eat. So your regal is the Moed, the regal. And you're going to have a very lousy Yantav, because you're not going to have any good food to eat. So also Chatzim, somebody else comes along and says to him, Chamita Bechamoy, Ragling Mitzubala, I see my legs swelling. Omar Lay, Muadamite, this dream moves me, the regular study. The Yitzhak Kupatragi, you're going to have lots of meat. Chatzim, the Rabbi Akiva, Chaya Yossi, the Ofway Mishnai. There was somebody sitting there, one of his Talmidim, and his face was looking very, very upset. Omale Maushain, what's the problem now? Omale, so he told him, Kamita Bifamoi, Tlat Milikashin. I saw three terrible things in a dream, and I'm just miserable. So, first of all, I was told, Ba'adar Atmai, you're going to die in Adar. You'll never see Nisan. Nisan let up Kami. Umada Azara, and what you're going to plant, let that Kanash, you're not going to harvest. Amale. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, what are you crazy? It's a fantastic dream. So I say, let's have an even. Oh, very, very. Adar means the Hadra, the Araita. Now, in the you're going to die in Adar means in the tremendous covered Atera, you were going to live until your dying day, you'll die in Adar. In the Hadar of Torah. The Nisim let out Chavei. You're not going to need any Nisim. You're going to be told. That's what it means. You don't need any miracles in your life. Other people never have to get into horrible trouble. They're going to need me. You don't need any miracles. You have a marvelous life without miracles. Man da Azara let out Kanash means that which you will give birth to, that's what your Zara. Let out Kanash. You will never be colder. In other words, that you won't have any of your descendants die in your days. Madat will lead let at kavar. Therefore, it's good to come to me for your dream interpretation. Hadron alach amolich perot.
It's
an immune issue. Zion is immune.